Track 62.
A room of my own. People have different lifestyles. The space someone lives in says a lot about the person. Take these two rooms, for example. Henry's room. Henry is a graphic designer and works at a publishing company. He has a minimalist style room. There aren't many things in his room. His room is very simple. Henry doesn't own much furniture. He sleeps on a mattress. There is a built-in bookshelf next to the door. That's where he puts his wallet, keys, and clothes. On one side of the bookshelf, there are also some books he borrowed. Henry used to collect a lot of things, like t-shirts, but 2 years ago, he decided to live a simpler life. He wanted to concentrate on things that are more important to him. Now he only keeps the things that he really needs in his room. That way, there aren't any distractions. He doesn't like much decoration, but there are some plants to brighten up the room and some basic white curtains. There is also a picture frame with a black and white photo on the wall. Amelia's room. Amelia is a designer too. She works with furniture and fabric. Her place is a mix of modern and vintage furniture, and her room is full of art pieces. On one side of the room, there is a metal frame bed and a classic wooden dresser. On the other side, there is a vintage sofa and a fancy lamp. Next to them, there are two modern chairs. Amelia makes monthly visits to the flea market. That's where she got a lot of her stuff, including an old carpet and a coffee table. There are pieces of artwork hanging on the wall. Most of them are Amelia's own sketches. There is a bookcase with a collection of vases. She collects lots of other things, like photographs and posters. There are some pictures stacked next to the bookcase. There isn't any space to hang them, so Amelia's going to give them away to friends.